And don't forget, Hunger Free in the D. Text to give underway to donate to Gleaners or the Capuchins. Text the word hunger to 1-800-859-0957, 1-800-859-0WJR. And speaking of Gleaners, we should mention Sean's lovely wife, Kristen Belegian, who works with BI Worldwide, is on the Executive Development Board of Gleaners. So she's kind of one of our women who lead now, too.
Well, it's a busy time for them, as you know, Hunger Free in the D. I'm just the hired help. I carry boxes and everything and do what I can to help her out. But so many exciting things happening over the next few days.
All right. And by the way, Kristen Seaman, General Motors Chief of Sustainability, Chief Sustainability Officer, was not able to be here today. So we talked to her last week. She was one of our women who lead. The final one on this roster, also very deserving, is the co-founder of Boss Blue. They had a one-year anniversary last Thursday, and that's Nancy Tellum.
Hi, Paul.
It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Now, you've done this on your own, but I'm only tying this in because we have found so many accomplished women who happen to be married to accomplished men. And Nancy Tellum has done all of this on her own, but she happens to be married to Arn Tellum of the Pistons. And we are so lucky that you guys moved here from California.
Well, we're really, really delighted to be here. It's honestly, when we first came, we didn't know how long our stay would be.
Sure.
We've been here over 7 years.
That seems impossible.
And we so love the community. We've been so welcomed by the community, and it's really enriched our lives.
And Nancy is an entertainment executive. She was a big deal. She's still a big deal, but now she's our big deal, and we appreciate that. And tell me about the Boss Blue.
Well, Boss Blue, this actually did come out of our moving to Detroit. I noticed that when I moved here, there really wasn't a space for women. For women to network, for women to access resources, to actually celebrate the diversity of the city. And that kind of inspired the creation of Boss Blue, which is a space in Midtown on Ferry and John R., where we have now over 700 members, a really amazing, diverse group of women, from people who have just jumped into the workspace to the CEOs, age from 18 to 81. And we have an incredibly welcoming and accessible space. We have robust programming, as well as we've created a foundation which will enhance entrepreneurs. It's a 0-to-1 program, which we're launching in a couple weeks, to provide capital and support for entrepreneurs who want to start businesses.
This is fascinating and fabulous. Because it was 12, 13, maybe 14 years ago that Ann Thomas said, women aren't getting their due.
Exactly.
We are not celebrating women the way we have celebrated men in this town forever. And that's why she came up with Women Who Lead. And it sounds like you kind of been on the same page, only in different states, now coming here
truly
to Michigan to do this with Boss Blue for women. They just gave me 2 extra minutes, so I'm going to be able to ask you this question. Because
okay.
I asked Nancy, because she's a brilliant woman, and I said, what the heck is going on with anti-Semitism in our country now? Why is that on the seemingly inexplicable rise?
You know, in my opinion, it's really never gone away. It's the interesting thing is when it starts, it's like always percolating below the surface, but tell you the truth, it affects, it's homophobia, it's overt racism. It's what is happening now is kind of in this period of great negativity. These kind of phobias and conspiracies bubble up yet again. And it's really something that kind of is normalized, has been normalized, but for a lot of us has always existed.
Wow. That's a very good point. It really is in line with a lot of bad things that have bubbled up because we were blaming the pandemic, but that's really not true. So I'm
it
not
really
sure what
isn't.
It is. It,
you know what it is, and if you look at it, and honestly, we've looked at it, any time there's any kind of economic strain, if there's all sorts, and particularly, I would say, in the last 5 years, you've had kind of a validation or legitimization of this kind of negative you know, and you have politicians and celebrities that have actually validated a lot of this, which makes it even worse.
Incredibly.
And so we're talking about a situation where it's become normalized for some, and which is something that constantly needs to be attended to and fought against.
Nancy, tell him it is for Boss Blue and all the other great things you do and the little lesson you just gave us that we welcome you into this 12th annual WJR and Thomas Women Who Lead. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's our pleasure. Give Arn our best.
I will.
And we'll look
go
forward
Pistons.
To Go Pistons.
Go Pistons
is right. And I have to add to that, go green for Michigan State.
Exactly.
Go blue for my alma mater, Michigan. And go Lions as well.